Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord Helpme. Port Adelaide sang their team song wearing the famous Prison Bar Guernsey after last week's showdown win with the Crows at the Adelaide Oval, barking a furious reaction from local planks of wood. Sorry, Collingwood fans. Former Collingwood president Eddie Maguire said it was a deliberately inflammatory move from the Power and proceeded to describe the size of the egos of the Victorian power brokers in the AFL.
It's not a small thing.
When asked why Eddie Maguire and the Collingwood club couldn't put together a coherent argument as to why Port shouldn't be able to wear the prison bars, former Labor leader and Pies idiot Bill Shorten said,
"They're not that imaginative."
Channel 7 this week expressed concern at Michael Slater's comments about the federal government's India travel ban as being potentially biased on a political basis. The fact that Channel 7 expressed concerns at the sense and decency of Michael Slater and not at the fact that they are currently showing a new series of Big Brother saw Sunrise cue ball David Kosh tell the 7 hierarchy,
"You're just confusing the public."
And the AFL this week announced the return of the announcement of team lineups on a Thursday night, departing from the new system of clubs only naming their teams the night before their scheduled match. Expressing the feelings of AFL fans everywhere, former Labor leader Bill Shorten described the people at AFL headquarters who made the decision to abandon the Thursday night announcements.
"There must be a whole army, a little Oompa Loompa somewhere just dreaming this stuff up, chimpanzees typing, because it is nuts."
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord Helpme.